In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today, the 23rd day of the blessed month of Babel, may the Lord end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 841 Anno Domini, the Holy Father Emperor Eusebius, the 52nd Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was the son of one of the rich nobles of Maynooth. When his parents departed and left him, certain believers raised him. When he grew up, he gave most of his money as alms, then went to the desert of St. Macarius and became monk with a holy man, old man. When Abba Marcos II became the 49th Pope of Alexandria and heard about Eusebius' conduct, he called him. When Eusebius wished to go back to the desert, Abba Marcos ordained him a priest and sent him back. He stayed in the desert for a period of time till the departure of Abba Simon II, 51st Pope. The papal throne remained unoccupied until some of the bishops agreed with some of the laymen of Alexandria to choose a married man who has bribed them. When the rest of the bishops knew that, they detested their action and prayed to God to guide them to whom he chose. The Lord guided them to Abba Eusebius, and they remembered his good conduct and management while he was with the father Abba Marcos. They sent some of the bishops to bring him. They prayed to God, saying, "We beseech you, O Lord, if you have chosen this father for this honor, let the sign be that we find his door open upon our arrival." When they arrived, they found his door open, for he was bidding farewell to some visiting monks. When he was about to close his door, he saw them coming. So he received them with joy and welcomed them to his cell. When they entered, they seized him and told him, "Axios," which means he is worthy. He cried out and wept. He started to reveal to them his shortcomings and sins, but they did not accept his excuses, and they took him to Alexandria and placed their hands over him. When he sat upon the throne of St. Mark, he greatly cared for the churches. He brought with that remained of his own income properties and bestowed them on the churches. He continually taught the people and did not neglect any of them. However, Satan became envious and brought much sorrow upon him. The bishops of Tens and Miscairo angered the people of their parishes because of the matter of dues. And Abba Eusebius condemned their actions and asked them often to be merciful to their flocks, but they would not accept his behest. Their flocks cried out to him, saying, "If you force us to obey them, we shall turn to another denomination." He exerted a great effort to reconcile between them, but it was in vain. He called the bishops from their parishes and told them about these two bishops and repudiated their works. The bishops excommunicated them. When they were excommunicated, they went to the governor in Cairo and brought a false accusation against his father. The governor sent his brother, the prince, with some soldiers to bring the patriarch to him. When they came to the patriarch, the governor's brother drew his sword to kill him, but the sword thrust aside his hand, and sword struck a pillar and was broken. The prince became furiously angry, so he drew his dagger and drove it with all his might into the side of this father. The dagger did not do any harm to him other than cutting his apparel, and it did not reach his flesh. The prince realized that the patriarch had divine grace and heavenly protection guarded him from being slain. He respected him and brought him to his brother and told him about what had happened. The governor also respected and feared him. The governor asked the patriarch about the accusation that was made against him. The patriarch proved to him the falsehoods of these accusations and informed him about the matter of the two bishops. The governor was convinced and honored the patriarch and ordered that no one should disobey him in any ordination or removal of any bishops or in any other work concerning the church. He continually preached to the sinners and admonished the disobedient, establishing the people in the Orthodox faith which he had received from his fathers. He interpreted to them what was hard for them to understand, guarding them with his teachings and prayers. God made manifest great signs and wonders through this Holy Father. Having finished this pleasing life to God, he departed in peace after having sat on the throne of St. Mark 19 years and having been a monk for 39 years, before which he had lived about 20 years. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. Dionysius, Bishop of Corinth, who became a martyr in the days of Diocletian and Maximianus. He endured many severe tortures for the sake of his faith in Jesus, to whom is the glory, until finally they cut off his neck and he received the crown of eternal glory. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.